Say it loud and say, I am free indeed.
Free indeed, part one. And this is freedom from foundational and ancestral issues or forces. Our objective first is to identify the foundational issues that we must be free from. Our second objective is to understand freedom or secrets of gaining freedom from foundational and ancestral causes or forces. For somebody here today, this is that night you have been waiting for. That amen can be louder. Let that amen roar like thunder. I start the introduction by saying there are people on earth today, in fact, many people today are pure victims of foundational and ancestral issues. That was why Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's feet are set on edge. Because we have situations where people are battling with what they know nothing about. But tonight is the end of such. What are foundational issues? Number one, foundational issues are issues that follow people from the foundation or beginning of their lives. They followed people from the foundation or the beginning of their lives. And there are foundational forces that exist to enforce foundational issues. I'd like you to pay very critical attention, because in the midst of drowsiness, your deliverance may come. Second, foundational issues are issues that come through either the personalities or the activities of our progenitors, of one's progenitors. There are issues that come either through the personalities or the activities of progenitors. Fathers, mothers, ancestors. I said personalities or activities. A person's father or mother, grandfather, grandmother, and so forth. Personality, because they themselves didn't do anything. They received it from those who gave it to them. Am I communicating? For example, I know a family where the father is a polygamist. The grandfather is a polygamist. Great-grandfather, polygamist. Uncles everywhere, polygamist. In that case, the father's polygamous tendency was not even the fault of the grandfather, because the grandfather also received it from the great-grandfather. Am I communicating? So there are issues that come from their personalities. Then there are those that come from their activities, what they themselves did. what they use their hand to bring on their children. That is why we are here tonight. You see, this beautiful girl can't get married. First class degree holder can't get a job. Faithful, dedicated child of God in church. For one reason or the other, the life looks like a reproach. But tonight, I am anointed to bury those forces tonight. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus, tonight is the end of it forever. I'll look at four examples of people very, very quickly. Number one, Abraham. Abraham was a victim of foundational issues. At the age of 75, he was in his father's house. No result. Until he had an encounter that brought him out from the demonic covering of his father's house. An encounter brought him out. Get out of your father's house. Only his life made a difference out of his father's house. There are people seated here tonight. From your father's house, God will bring you out. That amen can be better. Out of your father's house, from your compound, from your village, God will bring you out. And he will use you to bring others out. If they say nobody important can come out of your family, you will be the first one to come out. God will bring Nigeria out. Take your seat. Number two, Jacob. If you look at the life of Jacob, he inherited some things from Isaac, his father. Barrenness of wife. Lying tendencies. And Isaac too inherited the same from Abraham, his father. Barrenness of wife. Lying tendencies. Struggle, hectic to survive. But Jacob broke it one midnight when he wrestled with an angel in the middle of the night. It broke. This is another night. Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24 to 28. Anything that has followed you from your childhood, tonight it shall break. Are you saying amen like you are ready at all? Anything that followed you from a child, this is the night in which it shall break. How many of you know that the power of God is real? It shall break. It shall break. It shall break because I have experienced the breakage of such. What we are doing now, nobody from where I came from is permitted. Those who tried, either died before their time, I'm talking of in the 70s, or are alive without result. But it broke. This is the night in which it shall break. Somebody lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, that mystery around my life, around my destiny, shall break. Take your seat. Without any doubt, God is stronger than devil. Without any doubt, light is stronger than darkness. Magalaga yagadaga. Without any doubt, there are more angels than there are demons. The devil wants to make you feel as if your problem is forever. No way. I
as if you are going to live and die in that situation. That devil is a liar. You will not live and die in that situation. You will experience what freedom is all about. You will experience what smiling is all about. You will experience what celebration is all about. Nigeria shall experience joy. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Abraham was free. Jacob got free. There was a man called Jabez. His mother born him in frustration. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. They called his name Jabez because the mother said, I gave birth to him with sorrow. This one is a condition where, a situation where parents imparted something negative. Gave him a wrong identity. Be careful how you raise your children. Be careful what you do with children. There are children that people speak negative things to until the negative things manifested in their lives later. Some children grow with very terrible, bad esteem. No confidence in life. Because of how they grew. Because of the environment of condemnation they grew in. That was Jabez. But he grew. And when he became a man, he said, what my mother did wrong cannot continue to affect my life. What they spoke into my life at my birth can no longer affect me. I am matured enough to change my own history, to change my own story, to change my own destiny. I refuse this sorrow. I refuse this low self-esteem. I refuse this inferiority. I refuse this negative label. I refuse this wrong identity. My life must change. And all of a sudden, everything changed until Jabez became more honorable than his brethren. I prophesy to somebody. I don't know what has followed you from childhood. What wrong mentality and wrong mindset and wrong identity has followed you from childhood. Tonight it shall expire. Can somebody say that amen like a believer? I said tonight it shall expire. I said tonight it shall expire. Look at your neighbor and say, it shall expire. Look at somebody and say, it shall expire. Listen, take your seat. The person standing before you today, if I was to follow the events of childhood, I would be walking with heads bowed like this. No confidence. Apologizing for what you didn't do. And just mild and timid. Apathetic. Not interested in anything. Because of people who saw you coming and you haven't become anything yet. And they have concluded that you won't succeed. Because of being overly underrated, ignored, tolerated, abused. Am I communicating at all? When somebody who doesn't know you take you for granted, it doesn't mean so much. It's only when those in your vicinity don't think you can be anything, and it becomes an issue. Am I communicating? Many of you here today, you are victims of even rejection from childhood. Where a mother said, I wish, all manner. Father, that was Jabez. This child brought me pain. This child brought me sorrow. Let me call him sorrow. I heard the story of a man whose wife delivered and died during childbirth while delivering the last child. And the man Anytime he sees that child, look at you. You killed my wife. Innocent child that was complicated and delivery. He hated that child to death. The child didn't survive. There are those who have survived, but they are not doing well. Because of certain things that followed you like Jabez. That is why tonight is... Now, I told you my story because there is not one person under heaven today that I feel inferior to. Not I haven't seen one. White, black, brown, yellow. I haven't seen one yet. One that you shake before or anything like that. One day they said that for a particular visa we needed to visit an embassy to Colombia. I said, if they won't bring the visa without us coming, they should hold the visa. I didn't. Your people invited me. They need me. I'm not the one who needed them. I mean to say that no matter where you are coming from, you can so break it until you are the exact opposite of what the devil wanted you to be. Hey! Until your life is the exact opposite of the kind of picture the devil wanted your life to be. I prophesy to somebody today, everyone who has had the experience of Jabez, today I declare that yoke is broken. Say that amen like a believer. Say that amen like a believer. Lift your right hand, say the name of Jesus. Everything that has followed me from my childhood, wrong words, negative utterances, demeaning utterances, destructive utterances that followed me from my childhood, today I nullify you. I cancel you. You can't hold me back. I am going somewhere. Jabez broke it. The man that they caused, please take your seat. The man that was miserable became honorable. It will happen again. I will never forget this message. How many of you were in Dunamis Church when we used to worship in the basement of Area 1 Church, the underground? That's right. In that place, I preached a message titled From Miserable to Honorable. That's the basement where the school is now was the church when the construction was on. From miserable to honorable. Man was there in Area 1 shopping center there, living in one room with about 5 or 6 children, struggling for food to eat. He was in that service. And this was the passage I read. Jabez became more honorable. I said he was miserable before. He became honorable. And the man was in that service. All him and all his children in one little room in a shopping complex. Not a room, a store. A few weeks later, he came to meet me. In fact, that was not what I was in Akwa Ibom State, Uyo, one day for a program. Then I see a man. The man was driven, and he came with his police orderly. And he came to me, "Morning, sir." I said, "What? What happened?" He said, "You preached from miserable to honorable." He was in one room. Nothing was working. They sent to him from his state to come and contest an election. He said, "I don't have money." They said, "We will sponsor you." Was sponsored and became an honorable member. Out of the House of Assembly of whatever, and had a chauffeur-driven car, government car with police orderly, open from miserable to honorable at the frequency of prophecy. That is about to be repeated in somebody's life.
I don't know what has rendered your life miserable and what has rendered your life upside down. The situation is changing today. It is changing today. Heard that later. It is changing today.
Lift your right and say, Father,
you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Jabez. You are changing my story, and you are changing it now.
Hallelujah. Take your seat. I'd like you to understand, the Bible said, as a person thinks in his heart, if you think your life can change, it will change. If you think it cannot change, or you think that, well, I have done all manner of prayers and nothing has changed, it remains so. If Jesus tarries in 20 years to come, if Jesus doesn't come, I'll be looking as young as this or even younger if Jesus doesn't come. Because I have been 25 years old for more than 26 years now.
Did you hear what I just said?
How many years am I? 25. Since more than 20 something years ago, I have been 25. I preached in his wedding. If you see the video, that is 20 something years ago. If you see the video and see me today, it's the same. The only difference is that in those days I used to do hand like this. So you see a lot of that in the video. That is in my mindset. I came to that realm and I stayed there. This dance, you will see it there. If Jesus tarries. And maybe more designs. It's as he thinketh in his heart that he is.
Let it be unto you according to your faith. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine.
I'd like you to reprogram your mind today. That you have experienced what the devil wanted you. Now you will experience what God wants you to experience. My final example is a man at a beautiful gate. He was born crippled. Crippling condition followed him from his mother's womb. It wasn't something he did. He had no hand in why he was born without legs. In fact, he had legs. The challenge was that the legs cannot carry his weight or could not carry his weight. It's like having a certificate that can't give you a job. Having a womb that couldn't give you a child. Am I communicating?
You have it, but it's not producing the result. It produced result for others. Other people's legs carried them. This man's leg couldn't carry him.
Then one day, some rugged apostolic prophets showed up. Peter and John. And that was the end. Because by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Tonight, there is an apostolic and a prophetic unction here. This vigil was not put together because some people wanted to give themselves extra work. It's because some devils need to be checked to hell. Long-awaited freedom must be released. And it is happening tonight. Like the beautiful gate. Everything around you looks beautiful except your life. Huh? The man was sitting at the gate called beautiful. But number one,
his life was not beautiful. Number two, the gate had a name. But what's the name of the man? A certain man. His adversity swallowed his identity. His infirmity swallowed his identity. The gate was more relevant than him. The gate was called a name. The man had no name. But he changed. You see that kind of situation? That, what's her name? That woman that is still looking for child. What's her name? Young man that is always coming out, no job. There are people that it is their problem that they use to describe them. Today is the end of it. That amen is still paralyzed.
Lift your hands and shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it louder, in the name of Jesus. Every foundational issue of my life, of my family, of my destiny, today is your expiry date. Oh, you affliction, in the name of Jesus, I command you, expire by fire now.
Take your seat. Anything that started must finish. Whatever is your challenge, started somewhere. If it didn't start with you, it started somewhere. And if it started somewhere, it must end somewhere. And end someday. And today is the day of his ending. This is what I mean. Jakatekeke babaratas. Lekwa shakela. Ilaketo ke barata kadagabanina lete para tuga zida la fete zenetuara akatatadea lekoko aparatas dagalia shopopuranis dekefita luteke pereteke tika jogalala. I heard just now that not only will that situation expire, but the devil will be made to pay for what he has done. Not only will it expire, but there shall be recovery, there shall be restoration of the years that the enemy, the cankerworm, the caterpillar has eaten in your life. Shout power.
Look at your neighbor, say, God will handle the situation and the devil will be made to pay for what he did wrong in your life, what he did wrong in our land, and there shall be recovery and restoration. Shout the loudest amen. I give you 15 features of foundational issues. Just 15 out of many. I may not mention a particular situation that may be your own kind of situation. But whatever it is that followed you from your foundation, it is covered by the power of God to be handled. Number one, I call it living without relevance. There are people who are born living lives that have no relevance, no meaning, meaningless existence. That we found in the family of Abraham, living without relevance. Foundational is an attack from the roots. That this man's life should amount to nothing. That he should just be counted for census purposes. Should be around but not be involved. But it expires tonight. It expires tonight. People are talking, you two are talking. No, they tell some people like that. People, that was what happened to the Pastor W.F. Kumuyi. He was taking last in his class. up till form 4, what we call form 4, which is now SS1, last in the class. Form 4, first term, form 4, second term, last in the class. I heard it from his tape titled Why Leaders Fail. I listened to that tape, I think, about 33 years ago. He was failing. And then, long story made short, his father assisted him somehow to be going to the next class. One day in form 4, he was talking with his friends and laughing and jesting. And one of the teachers looked at him and said, Williams, other people are laughing, you are laughing too. People are laughing, you are laughing too. Wow. He left there and said, what? I shouldn't laugh because I'm failing. He made up his mind that he has failed for the last time. He sat up. Third term in form 4, he came to the front. First term from 5, he was in the front. Second term, by the time he graduated on tops in his class. He sat at home and wrote A-level. Applied mathematics, pure mathematics, and I think physics or so. He got A straight. Went to University of Ibadan to read mathematics BSc. Graduated 1968 as the best overall in the whole university with an average of over 98%. He shifted from the back when the devil said, other people are laughing, you are laughing too. Okay, I will show you. That is the kind of a person that should have ended without relevance. That's a ministry that has affected the whole world. It's still affected. Yours sincerely was once a choir member in that church. 30-something years ago. Is God speaking to somebody here? Living without relevance. Any force that wants to render your life useless, tonight is the obituary of that force. As you make up your mind, I decree tonight, anything that says you should be alive, but your voice should not be heard, and your life should make no sense, tonight is the end of that force. It's living without relevance. Number 2, it's dying before time. Dying before time. You heard the testimony of the one who came from Jaws. How many of them? 11 in the family. 8 in the family. And 3 are alive now. 2 are alive. Dying before time. There's places where there is a plague of death. These people should not cross a particular level. Foundational issues. A lady was once threatened with death. He said, nobody crosses. Is it 25 or 20 something? Between 25 and 30 years. Nobody crosses a particular age. Young age, not 30, not beyond 30. Nobody, no lady. Why? The father was a chief, great grandfather. And in those days, and he had many wives. And in those days, if the chief dies, they said his youngest wife should escort him. Buried alive. And she was 25 or something like that. And while she was being buried, she was cursing. Cursing. What did I do? People are burying me alive. That I did what? No girl in this family will cross this age. Foundational issue. Until that yoke was broken. Dying before time. I came here particularly with a mantle against this power. Whatever has programmed you or your loved ones for premature death from your foundation, today it expires. Whether you or your family members or your children or your loved ones, wherever they have programmed you, Listen. My phone is many times bombarded with a lot of messages. And I think a lot. What should make a decent young man? Somebody texted me, my brother went to the village. He went to build. And on his way back, I heard that they had an accident somewhere. They say it's not breathing now. Please, pray, pray. I see that all the time. The one I'm talking now is verbatim from the last 2 days. So when I see two or three kind of such things, young, I say, Lord, what is happening? About 2 days ago, I heard clearly some of them from the foundation. 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 A vow, an oath, a decree, a verdict that they shouldn't cross something that was not dealt with. And then they went and just died just like that. That is why this night is important. And that is why I pronounce today, anything from your foundation, from your father's house or mother's house that wants to kill you before your time, or kill your children, or your loved ones, or your family members, today it shall be laid to rest. You will not die by cancer. You won't die by kidney failure. You won't die of any careless hepatitis. Somebody shout power. Lift your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days. Shout it louder, say, I shall fulfill my days. Take your seat. Whenever God speaks and we take action, we see results. What you call the preservation service, midweek service, the first Wednesday of the month, it came because at a particular time we had one or two very drastic calamities. Lord, what is it? He said, place a seal of preservation on the people's life monthly. Tonight is another such divine orchestration to arrest what followed you from your father's house. By all means, you are not your father. And if the devil wants to transact with your father, he should go and dig him from the grave. Hey! You are not your mother. You are not your forefathers. You are not your ancestors. You are not your progenitors. What is their portion cannot be your portion. Because the messages you are hearing now, they never heard those messages. The atmosphere you are in now, they were not there. The testimonies you hear all the time, they didn't hear one. So you can't end the way they ended. Dying before time. It was a plague in Abraham's father's house. Number three is starting without finishing. Abandoned projects. Started a school, couldn't finish the school. Started a course, couldn't finish the course. Started relationships, didn't end the marriage. Started houses, can't finish the house. Abandoned projects, abandoned pursuits, abandoned proposals, abandoned everything. That was Abraham's father. He started the journey, he couldn't end the journey. But again, and like you know, I'm not just preaching here tonight. I am here to declare and decree. The grace to start and finish is released upon you. Look at this small building. Look at how long it took to finish. Before some people woke up, somebody told me, a big man told me, say, when he used to pass, he thought it was a government structure. You see, it's like if you blink, something has happened. You blink again. Before anybody could wake up, it is finished and dedicated under a very wonderful economy. We're passing through a town the other day, and a construction was going on. And my wife showed me. He said, look at this building. This is the typical way, the kind of building that God did here. This is the typical way it should have gone. Because the block from down had a different color. Then the one that came on top is a different color. I think the down one must have been placed there maybe for the last 8 to 9 years or something. The one that came on top is like maybe 5 years or so. Then the other on the one on top is a recent, like about 3 or 4 different generations of blocks. You see, that is the typical way. But God didn't allow us to follow that way. He started it, he finished it without stress. That is how Jehovah does it. He doesn't have abandoned projects. He doesn't have the time.
And if he has laid his hands on your life can never be an abandoned project. If you will take this prophetic word, you will see the prophetic manifestation. That anything that is currently an unfinished business in your life, by the anointing of this night, it shall be completed. Somebody's building project is about to be completed. Somebody's academic project is about to be completed. Somebody's career project is about to be completed. Somebody shout power!
Take your seat. Take your seat. My God, time is risen. So we have living without relevance, dying without finishing. Number 4, success through struggles. That is, even if the success happened, the sweating is unusual. What other people get easily, that will take a lot of sweat for our brother or our sister to get it. Today is the end of it. Hard work is good. But unnecessary sweating and struggle is a curse.
God told Abraham in this, Adam, in the sweat of your face,
you will till the ground. Hard work is not only good, it is mandated. Because seest thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand with kings. It's good to be hardworking and energetic. But struggle and sweating unnecessarily is a curse. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. And today is the end. That amen can be better than that. Everything that has put your life in continuous struggles, struggle from one pursuit to another, from one business to another, from one agenda to another. Today, the struggle is over. I said the struggle is over. We work very hard. And you know, and God knows. But we don't sweat, we don't struggle to see results. Take your seat. On our way to Enugu 2 days ago, the churches, our churches in that axis and all that, if they wanted, would have had crusade in every town on the road. Onisha Church, big, like I just showed you now. We passed it on the way. Oka, right on the road. Big dome like this. I told them, I said, our church looks like your own. Then to Enugu, they sports hall filled to capacity. People outside, those outside, to in my estimation, were more than those inside. Until I told them, I said, we can't use this place anymore. As I was where we took the flight, the place almost the airport almost closed down literally. They had to, security people had to assist people, had to assist us to go in. I don't know how the people know that we're there. They filled the whole front of the whole airport filled with people. Everybody looking for prayer. They sneaked us in after we prayed for some people. And then the personnel and all of that. I think 99% of the personnel there all wanted prayer. That is crusade without publicity. If you are connected to such a mantle, unnecessary sweating is an abomination. Unnecessary struggle is an abomination.
And I prophesy, anything that has sentenced your life, your destiny, your family, the work of your hands and your career to the continuous struggles, today it expires.
Shake three hands around you and tell them, tonight I am getting free from struggles. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to rush a bit fast because of time. Now, number five is negative character manifestation. It's a foundational issue. It can come as a foundational issue. Not that everybody who has a negative character has a bad, got it from mother or father, but there are many who have. A drunkard father is likely to give birth to drunkard children. Liars easily give birth to liars or liarlets. Abraham said Sarah was his wife. Isaac said Rebecca was his wife. And then Jacob said, in fact, he shifted to another level. That he himself as a whole is not Jacob, he's Esau. From generation to generation, it changes levels. Am I communicating at all? Some bad behavior. You see a very arrogant father. And then you see arrogant both sons and daughters who can't get married, who can't keep a job. Overproud progenitor. You see rebellious mother giving birth to rebellious daughters. There's a man who is the wife and the wife is the husband. She's the woman is in charge. Pratt in every realm. And when the young man wanted to marry a daughter from that house, he saw the girl manifesting the same. And he said, that girl is like her mother. She wanted to control and he had to run away for his life. You see, a negative character is tempering with a child's future already. Negative character. It is wisdom to identify it. If anybody calls you proud, you say it's an insult. If you call yourself proud, that is reality. Yes, you face it. You face it. I am sensing this kind of tendency in my life. And then you deal with it. Negative character. And if you see it in your lineage, you begin to fight it. Divorce, 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 divorce around you. And you see it coming. He said, no way. Plus everybody minus me. Somebody say amen. Every negative hold that has been transferred to you from your line, tonight by the blood of Jesus, that grip is broken. The grace to overcome everything negative in your life, that grace is destroyed now. Another one, number six, is attack of fruit. The attack of fruit. Attack on fruitfulness. That is spell of fruitlessness. Whether it is physical or spiritual. Jacob, Isaac, Abraham. You see it throughout. Giving birth to children. Especially the first one was a challenge. But it was broken. And tonight for you it is broken. In the name of Jesus. Number seven is existence with the wrong identity. The wrong label. Both Jacob and Jabez had the wrong label. Jacob was given a name that was contrary to his future. And Jabez too had an identity of sorrow. Wrong label.
There are people in this world, when people see you, what they perceive of you is different from who you are. Wrong identity, wrong identity. We have prayed for people where an old woman stepped out of their body. One day, I saw a young lady, my wife was there at that time. I said, how are you? How are your children? How is the family? And my wife says, she's not married at all. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said to her, I said, from the first day I knew you, in my mind, you are married, you have a child, I can even see something like a little boy around or something. That's a spiritual sight. It's not physical. This is a young lady trusting God to be established maritally. And then a young man, potential husband, is looking at her and seeing her and seeing her married. It's a wrong identity. You come to a place looking for a job and they thought you are the boss of your own company who came to meet their boss. Wrong label. Anything hanging on you that gives you another identity other than who you are, tonight it is set on fire. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I reject the wrong identity. Now, I reject it now. Something is happening tonight. Someone's mask will come off the face. Someone's name will be changed by God tonight. Take your seat. Number 8 is existence with limitation. All around you, you seem to be hitting rock, brick wall. As if there is a limit you are not permitted to cross. It is ending tonight. I've seen people say, oh, if it's a job around 5 million, 2 million, I can get contract. But anything, 10 million, 50 million, never. Limitation, just remain there. It is over. Number 9, existence in sorrow. Call it depression and frustration. That is, permanently the devil doesn't want you to smile. You recover from one challenge, he enters another. Permanent negative news. Today, anyone that has been found in that category, the last episode of satanic depressive issue is the last forever. In the name of Jesus, that cycle of sorrow, that cycle of depression, that cycle of frustration is broken now by the power of God. In Jesus' name. Number 11 that I saw is, I call it vulnerability to danger. Is that 10? All right, sorry, number 10. Existence in pain and affliction. Existence in pain and affliction. The one at a beautiful gate was born with an affliction. Jabez also asked God to deliver him from pain. There are inherited afflictions. Some people that have diabetes, their mother has diabetes, their father had diabetes. Some hypertensive people, it runs. You see, that is the basis of what we call family and social history. When the doctor is asking, he's taking what we call history taking. Oh, you have a headache for how long? Oh, okay. And he's taking history. When he comes to the place we call family and social history, and he's suspecting that this person is hypertensive or whatever, say, is anybody hypertensive in your family? Is your mother or your father? It is a mental question. Is there anybody in your family that has ever run mad? Anybody diabetic?
It's okay. If mother was diabetic, okay. Positive family history of diabetes. Positive family history of hypertension. Positive family history of mental illness. So it is easy to make the diagnosis that this is hereditary or inherited. That is, medical science identifies that there are things that are transferable by genetics. So nobody should have any challenge with inherited issues. Anything that came to you from your mother. Today is the end of it.
From your father. I am speaking to somebody now. Cancer will never be your portion. It doesn't matter whether it affected your mother or affected your father or affected your family members. It will never be your testimony. Tonight is the obituary of hypertension. Tonight is the burial of diabetes. Tonight is the funeral of prostate disease. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive my freedom from foundational situations. I receive my freedom now.
Take your seat. Are you ready to pray tonight? Listen, for many of us tonight, you may have received ancestral curses from your parents that is canceled today. But your children will inherit from you ancestral blessings.
I told God, I said, anything that is good in my life, multiply it in my children. Anything negative that came to me by any means, I reject it and I reject it from my children. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We are the generation that will multiply generational blessings.
If Jesus starts to come, we are, as we have heard of generational curses, people will come to understudy from us. Generational blessings, ancestral blessings. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift the right hand up and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall give my children and my next generation generational blessings, ancestral blessings, family blessings, everything negative in my life, I reject it, and I reject it for my children. Everything positive in my life be multiplied in the lives of my children. Take your seat. If you are saying children and you don't yet have a child, congratulations, because as you have said it, you will have the children. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. The number of your days I will fulfill. Say, none shall bury their children. He didn't say, if they have children. Having children is compulsory. Say aloud, amen.
Number 11 is vulnerability to danger. That is, Jabez prayed that it will not grieve him. Rescue me from what will bring me grief. That it will not grieve me. There are people, their lives are always coming in face with danger.
escaped from terrorists, confronted kidnappers, got freedom from kidnappers on his way, armed robbers on the road, dodged from an accident.
That will never be your story. That will never be your story. Number 12 is liability existence. Living at the mercy of people can come as a foundational issue. That was what happened to the man at the beautiful gate. What followed him from his mother's womb turned him into a beggar.
There are people, if they don't beg, they can't survive. Especially in the days we're in now.
Liability existence.
Every begging cup the devil put in your hand, today it is set on fire.
Hey! Every beggar plate, beggar's plate, begging plate, the devil has put in your hand for begging, for borrowing, to live at the mercy of people, it is set on fire.
I decree upon you and I prophesy upon you, the days of begging, the days of borrowing are over forever. Take your seat. Existence in littleness. That is number 12. 13. God told Abraham, I will make you a great nation, which means he was in littleness. God changed Jacob to Israel from person to nation. Enlarged capacity. Jabez, that you will enlarge my coast. Foundational things at times make people to be born little and die little. Nothing mega, nothing big, nothing significant about their lives. Today, the barrier that they put around you not to expand is broken down by power.
Somebody shout power!
It's broken down by power. Number 14. Establishment in stagnation.
I call this one stagnation in the face of acceleration. The testimony of a man from Europe preaches this point. He was in Europe for 20-something years. For 9 years, he was not even able to get his degree certificate because of indebtedness to the school authorities. He said anybody who came to Europe, he will counsel, advise, and help them, they will move forward. But he was there. You know, the worst form of stagnation is when you are stagnated where others are accelerating. Where people come and pass you and you stay there. That was what happened to blind Bartimaeus on the highway, the highway of Jericho. Sitting where there is motion. Hello? That was what happened to the lame man at the beautiful gate. Everybody is walking past him to enter the temple. He remained there. That was why when God healed him, the temple was the first place he went. Let me go where others have been going. That I could not go. Hallelujah. Everyone that is a victim of selective stagnation, today is the end of it. Everyone that is a victim of stagnation in the face of acceleration, today is the end of it. All your friends will not get married and leave you behind. The junior sisters you took care of, those you backed as babies, will not get married ahead and leave you far behind. Somebody shout power!
Stand up on your feet. When we preach and speak and teach, It comes many times with prophetic flavor. You have grown up. You have counseled your friends, prayed with them. They are getting married. You are remaining there. Children that you nursed as little babies became mature, got married. You were their bridal on the bridal train of their parents' wedding. They are now wedding. You are behind. Stagnation in the face of acceleration. All the people you taught in school have graduated. No money to school. I stand there by the mantle of God. If I be of God, that plague expires now.
It expires now. Maya, leke kugadi sefe farada. Ladadasa. Leka talite feretoma gadagadashi. Le quata sakadi metala, le farata kadi le kurami tefegabada, latero suki bananela, eke setala marahakadi, ike purahisini magalaya, it expires now!
You shall pick up. You shall pick up. And go forth and run and speed and catch up.
And all the years that they can't come on the caterpillar,
the locust has eaten. It's coming upon you.
Power! Liar! Keukabi! Lefeti barona gagadayatela! Help her right there. Leke tekife tekita kadaga babara katata kadagadash. Lake toka bida ferote kedila. Eke sumi itafarate oka kadanasha. Hey! Zabalaga yadaga ya talafaradish. La faratadis keferedinaya. Kefe kepelune keteferenimata. Le pereni katulama taranina galayadish. Galayadis kefretosa lita farata kasa. Isa talabayada.
It is not that you are angry that others are going forward. No, far be it. But let us go forward together. And if I was here before, let me continue moving. While you continue coming, if we are here to, let's continue going. I don't want to remain here. And everybody has gone forward, and I just remain here. I don't want to develop bitterness. I don't want to develop envy. Bitterness against God or against man or against anybody. Because it's not their fault that they are going forward. But what is wrong with me? I must go forward.
Hey! Lika dagalati sifari. Ike padale ferete kete la mananash. Le karate suminatela. Sikete fila rahosa. Ita vayakete kesuba.
In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. And the final one, number 15 for today. Like I said, there'll be more of this. But this is what I have the direction to share today. Number 15 is the repetition of negative family cycles. Or patterns. The repetition of negative family cycles or patterns. father died at 51. The son became 51 and died. Another one is approaching that age and is afraid. The mother died of cancer. The senior sister died of cancer. And now the junior one. And the mother died at 45. The junior died at 25. And now the other one that is less than 25, approaching 25, is coming up with cancer. He's afraid. The repetition of negative family patterns. Like I said before, what you are hearing now, in all probability, your mother didn't hear it. Your father didn't hear it. The anointing you are under now, they were not under it. Am I communicating? You are there in church on Sunday. On Sunday, maybe they were in the beer parlor or something. That is why your life must be different. That is why your case must be different. That is why your story must be different. Somebody say a louder amen.
Lift your hand, say, my life must be different. My story must be different. I am connected to something different, something higher, something heavier.
We are having encounters where you are in the pit and you saw your senior pastor come to pick you out. Your own father, maybe his own encounter was masquerade. His own encounter was masquerade. Encounter was witches and lizards. Tonight is your freedom. I'd like you to pay attention to what I'm about to say. Take your seat. What is the secret of freedom from foundational issues? Number one is access to revelational light. Access to revelational light.
He sent forth his word
and delivered them. Psalm 107 verse 20. Nothing delivers like the sent word, like Rema word, Rema, that lands on you, that happens on you.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man has made you free,
you shall be free. Indeed. Am I communicating? The word went to Joseph in the prison and brought him out. Open down my eyes, Psalm 119, verse 18. That I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
The Lord
sent a word into Jacob, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. And it sent light upon Israel. It is not a bad prayer to say, Lord, open my eyes to that scripture that will set me free. To that light.
And there are many lights.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. But if Christ has been made a curse and he died on the cross of Calvary, no curse from my Father's house is permitted to follow me. You can catch such a light.
If he took my sin and he took my sicknesses, he also took my curses and he took my poverty. He took my death in hell.
Anything sin brought, Christ took. That includes curses. With that, you can walk in liberty. It shall no more be said, the fathers ate sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Jeremiah 31, verse 25. But let it be made known that the person who eats the sour grape, that is the one whose teeth shall be set on edge. And get such a light. said, I owe, that is from where we wrote, I owe the devil nothing.
Somebody say it louder. Say, I call your name.
Call and mention.
I owe the devil nothing. If the devil is looking for anything from my ancestors, he should go and wake them up.
Listen. Every, you see, when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, he said, virtue flowed. Anytime you get in contact with the light of scripture, you draw virtue. The virtue in that verse flows into your life to effect the result.
If it is a light on health, if it is a light on divine preservation,
access to revelational light. Number two, desperation in prayer.
Desperation in prayer. Jacob prayed, I will not let you go until you bless me. He said, what is your name?
He said, my name is Jacob. He said, now it is changed because you are desperate. Jabez prayed, this thing followed me from my childhood. It must change. And God heard him. Tonight, please, I don't want you to rush out of here. We'll close on time. But don't rush out of here until there's a breakthrough. Many times we rush all our life and see no result. Anybody believe something must change in your life? Shout the loudest, say amen.
Literally, I say, Father, I will not let you go today until you bless me. I cannot let you go.
Number three is prophetic impact.
That was what happened to the man at the beautiful gate.
Peter and John put their hands in the man's hands and jacked him up and changed his story. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Today I prophesy to somebody. By the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life,
you are jacked up of your situation. You are coming out tonight.
That is why God uses the face of your prophet. See, he came and brought you out of the prison and broke a chain. It will happen tonight. Take your seat. But beyond the prophet pulling you out, prophetic impact also means connecting the genetics of your prophet.
If you are a son indeed, and you are a daughter indeed,
there is a change of inheritance. And the spiritual is superior to the natural. What you can inherit from your spiritual father can knock out what you inherited from your earthly father. You didn't hear what I just said? The spiritual is senior. Your father, earthly father, earthly mother were barren. Is your spiritual father and mother barren?
No.
They died in poverty. Are those spiritual parents dying in wretchedness?
No.
I am the sons that the Lord has given me. We are anything I have, they have.
When they saw the boldness of Peter and John,
they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus Christ. You can so follow. Until what you are following follows you.
The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. What Elijah is carrying, I can see it on Elisha.
I am not begging. I am not borrowing. We reject money. If we are not sure of the details, we reject it. Not 10 years ago, any day, including up to now, it may be 5 million, it may be 1 billion. I'm not talking theory, I'm talking practical. Somebody said, I'm sending so-and-so person with so-and-so amount in many zeros. Not five, in many zeros. And I said, don't bother sending. No need. And I told the man, I said, if they send you with anything, you are the one who will carry it. No begging and no borrowing. Why should you be under such a cover and die a beggar? A borrower. Somebody say, no way. I want you to understand this point. I am not just saying that your prophet will rebuke your affliction. I am saying that you are to inherit and connect the virtues of his life that is by far superior to any earthly virtue you connected. And it's such an advantage. To be stresslessly thus connected. I see my father in the Lord, God's servant. I see every virtue in him and every possibility in him as my possibility. You don't need to beg to look like your father or your mother in the physical. It flows if they give birth to you. Somebody say amen. Amen. I told my wife something funny about a few days ago. I came into the room and she said, she thought it was our young man. As I came, I was just a youngishly dressed. So I thought, I thought he's a young man. So you people are looking so alike, this day, so alike, almost the same height. I said, well, I don't know for you. You are the one that decided to marry a husband that looked like your son. She says, it's the other way around. Hallelujah. You don't beg to look like your spiritual father, your earthly father. This is the point I want you to see.
I am connected to an unction that forbids frustration, that forbids stagnation. Many of you connected to this church, and since you connected to this church, the church has been going forward from level to level in every realm. You are not permitted to remain the same. So let me announce again by the prophetic mantle. Upon this altar, whatever grace is found and virtue and possibility found on this altar that is needed in your life is hereby released. It doesn't matter what you inherited from your earthly lineage. The spiritual inheritance knocks it off now.
Take your seat. Does that make any sense to anybody? We shall be praying in a moment. Number 4. Access to revelational light was number 1. Number 2, desperation in prayer. Number 3, prophetic impact. Number 4, divine encounter. Divine encounter or visitation. When God stepped down to pull Abraham out of his father's house, that was a divine encounter. It wasn't just prayer. It wasn't just a revelational light. It was a direct encounter. When God engaged Jacob, and Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. That was a divine encounter. And
in this ministry, one of the signatures of this of God in this ministry is mort. When you have talked about the density of divine presence, and then the intensity of praise and worship, and then the numerosity of songs and hymns and so on, and then the intensity and force of word, deliverance of all sorts, you are then talking about diverse encounters.
Before I began to hear what we hear in this place, I haven't heard it nowhere. Where somebody said, I dreamt, and the pastor came and said, you know what happened the other day?
A young man in one of the states in the North Central was praying intensively, asking God for his spiritual father and things like that. Suddenly, the voice of the Lord said, stop praying now. Look at your phone. He looked at his phone and saw my name scrolling on the phone mysteriously with the number. He said, that is the name of the person that is your spiritual father. That is his phone number. Call him.
Abba. Abba.
The man sent me a text message. Apostle somebody. I called him back. Texted him. I said, are you saying the truth? He said, sir, can a person lie against God and against the kind of unction you carry and survive? That was his answer. Then he said, when he quickly wanted to type the number in order to save it, he pressed something on the phone. On the spot, the number had already saved with the name by himself. Jehovah overdo, extra do, supra do, mega do, overdo, and he can also undo the devil. Have you heard such a thing since you were born? I never heard. So we have a God who can choose to move in diverse encounters and bring you a change of story. Let me announce tonight, in the course of the prayer now, and in the course of your rest after this vigil, you will have an encounter that will change your story. That amen is too paralyzed. Will you stand up and shout the louder amen? Stand up and shout the loudest amen. Remain standing. Everybody be up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Another amen that you mean from your heart. Please remain standing. Are you convinced that tonight is your night? Write the number 5, which is the final while standing. It's aggressive warfare praise. It can deal with foundation. Aggressive warfare praise. Only God can give us a stadium that we can do all night with and not be afraid of rain. Can you be at the Eagle Square now for this kind of program now? Or the stadium, National Stadium.
God be praised.
Aggressive
warfare praise.
The foundations of Jericho were shifted by the shout of praise.
Joshua chapter 6 verse 20.
The foundations of the prison was routed by Paul and Silas.
Acts chapter 16 verse 25.
Routed.
Paul and Silas prayed. Then they sang praises. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. Everyone's bands. Tonight, every band on your life shall give way.
This last shall be the first.
We'll start with this one.
I want you to do angry praise. And let me appeal to you. Until the grace is shared this morning, don't rush out. Because God is up to something here. I want you to do angry praise as if you are quarreling. Militant praise. Let it break. Let something finally break in my life tonight with that kind of mentality.
And it will break. Lift up your hands everywhere. Give the Lord the praise for his word. Give the Lord the praise for his word.
The only person I cannot guarantee whose salvation, whose deliverance and liberty I cannot guarantee today is that person whose life is not surrendered to God yet. You need forgiveness for your sins. You say, Pastor, I don't want this night to be wasted. I must be saved. I must hand over myself to God. Anywhere you are, place your right hand on your chest. You want to give your life to Christ? You want to rededicate yourself? You want tonight to mark a new day for you? Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Pray it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Save me, Lord, from the power of sin. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody who prayed that prayer, quickly come forward. Come forward. Carry your Bibles on your back. Everyone remain standing. I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly rush forward. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward quickly. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Come and give your life. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. Two. In all our location. Quickly forward.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
God, have your way.
Everybody hey, sing.
God, I give you my
keep coming, keep
my
coming.
Soul.
Three.
My soul.
Carry your Bibles and your bags.
Every moment I'm away.
Frontier, you place your right hand on your chest. If you want to rededicate your life to God, the floor is also open. You want to hand over completely to Jesus, the floor is open. Place your right hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, the grace to go forward, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Counselors, what are you going to do? Will you talk with them or you? All right. Please go with the counselors. They will speak with you briefly and you will come back to join us for the prayers and the praise. God bless you. Please go with them now. As if you are fighting. If your shoe is a hindrance, pull it. If your coat will not allow you, yank it off. Am I communicating? And you will dance. You will celebrate like Paul and Silas in the middle of the night. These foundations must be visited. My prison doors must open. After that, we are going to pray and then praise and then diverse things will happen. Anybody ready to visit the foundation with the judgment of God? You will stand up with a loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. Everybody sit down. Everybody sit down. Let me give time for those who are planning to stand up.